Friends, this is MMA Nuts, episode 126.
126.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
And I'm Matt Griffith. This is MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Speaking of ridiculous, why are you wearing those ridiculous
goggles? Because we gotta move to Colorado!
We are.
I don't know, we should.
Why?
I don't know. No reason. I heard a couple states passed a little marijuana law. It said Colorado and Washington have passed marijuana law, so it's legal recreationally now.
Nice. So you can go there, like, on vacation and do whatever you want?
Fuck yeah.
Interesting.
And Washington has also thrown out about 200 some odd cases where it's been marijuana possession. They've just thrown them out, said, fuck it, you're all free. New law, new rule. So, it goes to the point, and I gotta take these off, because these are from, like, the 70s, and they reek like mildew, by the way. You found them at my mom's house.
Imprints.
That's awesome. I like the raccoon look. I like to look like I have a wife tight. That has been beaten, because her husband didn't have a six-pack, and she didn't have dinner ready.
It's like that saying, when you tell a bitch with two black eyes.
What?
Nothing. You already told her twice.
Yeah, right. Hey, he'll be here all night. Oh. His name is Ingo Weigold.
Put up him.
And you can email him at ingo.weigold@mmanuts.com.
Don't email me.
It's all good. It's all good. So back to the marijuana point I wanted to make. So now, MMA related, with Colorado and Washington legally having marijuana, are the athletic commissions now going to still test for marijuana for MMA events or MMA fighters?
In those states?
Sure.
Well, probably. Don't they? Well, wouldn't they? Don't they still test for alcohol? Right? Guy, you can't be fighting drunk, right?
You shouldn't be drunk.
So you probably shouldn't be high on pot.
You shouldn't be high, but I think the tests are a little... my eyes are fucked up now. I feel weird.
I was reading something interesting, too, like something about Washington has a legal THC blood alcohol blood limit, like some kind of
They
threw that in the mix, so, like, you're legally allowed to have so much in your bloodstream, or they can, because it's such a gray area as far as whatever, but I don't know if they'll test. They probably shouldn't. Keith Kaiser himself said, your friend, will you keep emailing? And he keeps responding. We love him. Thank you.
He's the best.
He said that he would certainly be open to marijuana, what does he call it, exemption on a case-by-case basis. And I think he was speaking specifically about Nick Diaz.
Shout out to Nick Diaz, Matt Riddle, Jake Shields, Dave Pee-wee Herman.
Why Matt Riddle?
Yeah, he got... pop for marijuana.
Oh, too. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta adjust my mic. It's acting weird. Hello.
You just blew out everybody's speakers. It wasn't me this time. So. Okay. I think they should just stop
testing. Jake Shields got busted for pot?
Yeah, that one's kind of swept under the rug, and they didn't officially say it was.
I have no idea.
I think you can infer it if he's hanging around Nick Diaz.
The last drug test?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't steroids?
And, I don't think so. I can't. This is all alleged, so let's start there. But I'm pretty sure it was marijuana.
Okay.
So. I like a couple uncomfortable pauses.
I was going to let you roll with this.
It's fine. They shouldn't be testing, period, and especially in those two states. So it'll be interesting to see. The next time UFC comes to Colorado, what's going to happen? I say no testing. No testing.
Yeah.
No testing. Yes, on Prop 37. That didn't quite pass, or may have passed. All the votes haven't been counted yet. There's still apparently 1.5 million votes, at least that I know of, that have not been counted.
Yeah.
And they're only down by like 500,000, but how did they release the results already when we haven't counted all the votes?
Well, Gary Johnson got 1%.
Where did you find that? Because I couldn't see it anywhere. I was like, oh, it was Obama and Romney.
He got about 1 million votes.
Good for him.
Yeah, not bad for
not having any like national exposure.
He thought he would get around 3 or 4%. So
he wasn't even on the ballot in two states.
Right.
That's fucked up.
Well, no. Hey.
He could have got at least 1.1% had he been on a couple more states. That's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move right along. So. Oh. We're going to call Ken Shamrock on his $11.99 per minute call a champ hotline, but we were advised by our legal team that we probably shouldn't call Ken Shamrock.
And I quote, don't fucking do it.
Yeah, not a good thing. But there were a couple of good questions. So one of them was, do his brother Frank's braces hurt when he used to blow him? I'm sure that one would have went over.
Ouch.
What's it like hitting a woman, you roid monkey? And also, since he stooped to the level of trying to rape people's asses for $11.99 per minute for a phone call, you may as well be nice and offer him a job to mow your lawns during the summer as your last question, of course. So, yeah, that was what went over well. I just remember him, like, on that UFC, the tough show with him and Tito, where he kept telling him, were they about to throw down, I'll kill you, you fucking monkey, and all that other crazy shit. He's like, you're lucky they're holding me back. Man.
He's crazy.
I don't know. You don't want to beat a UFC Hall of Famer down when he's down on his luck. I still think he owes the UFC about $300,000, if my memory and or math hold up.
He owes them a bunch of money, according to the last like year, whenever Dana last talked about it. So since he's not fighting and he's not, what is he really doing? I don't know where the money would come from. Maybe that's why he's got $11.99 per minute.
Again, is it a phone sex line or what is it? I don't get it.
Well, there's 3,600 minutes in a day, right? Is that correct?
He's trying to talk
so
mad.
Technically, he could make quite a bit of money in one day if he didn't sleep and he got calls constantly.
I'm sure that the hotline is ringing off the hook. Is it like a bat phone? Is it like the old school bat phone in the Ken Shamrock house? It's a red phone.
Yeah, it's a red one.
With the most annoying ring ever. Did it even have a button on it? I don't even know. The maybe just took incoming and didn't even make outgoing.
There was no, and I don't think it had any buttons on it.
It was just a red phone.
A light that would blink and then you pick it up.
The Ken Shamrock bat phone.
Yes.
He could market that.
He could.
$39.99.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Yeah.
All right. Let's move right along.
Okay.
Strike Force dead?
Yes.
Awesome.
Sayonara. I don't think they'll make that event in January. I'm just saying.
I don't think they will either. Unless is it an all champions event? So you have all your champs fight, and then you set it up for the Strike Force versus UFC. As soon as that comes in. Yeah. Champion versus champion.
Well, I think it'd be stupid. The thing is, you just bring them over and let them fight the champs. Why jeopardize the champ losing on a card?
True that.
Unless they paid everybody to take a nosedive on the card somehow.
Say, speaking of going down.
Yes.
Or taking a dive.
Okay.
I don't know how this translates then.
Ronda Rousey?
She is allegedly in the UFC now, right?
Bills, y'all. Her agent said there's been nothing official.
So that means she's in the UFC.
Right.
Because someone, every time something gets leaked, someone comes out and says, no fucking way is that happening.
Nope.
And I'm surprised Dana White didn't jump on the underground and say, no fucking way, this is not happening.
Not a peep from him. So it must be true.
Yes.
And my only question is who is she going to face as her first opponent? Do people want to see Miesha Tate? Do they want to see Cyborg? I think that's the fight. No?
Cyborg. Has to be Cyborg.
Yeah. I think.
And a catchweight?
Are they going to throw Anderson Silva money? Are they fighting at 140 instead of 135?
Probably. Cyborg claims she can't go down to that weight, but.
Oh, she can go down.
If she's not on the juice anymore, she can go down for sure.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people going down.
Hey. So you got to do what you got to do to make a dollar.
You do. And I would be one to be very excited. I think. They could put that as a co-main event on a big pay-per-view card, and that shit could sell.
That could be a main event.
Yeah, it could, but I think there's still that, like, I think it would be slightly hypocritical of Dana White to put them on a main event card.
Why?
As their first. Because he's a guy who's for, like, 10 years been saying he doesn't give a shit about women's MMA, and he doesn't like it, and look what he just does. He goes and signs the one and only, like, Chael Sonnen Jr. over here, yeah. Ronda Rousey, you know.
What about bringing Gina Carano out of retirement? Can we get it? She would never make fucking weight for that, but anyway.
No, but I think Rousey would manhandle her, too. I don't think that would be a close fight. I really don't. I mean,
another armbar win first round. But
yeah.
I think Cyborg is the best bet, and I think they could still headline a card because they're fucking entertaining, and you get the side benefit that they're also hot. So it's win.
Cyborg, too?
Win. Yes. Yes, okay. And go, off the juice, she's much more attractive right. than your average.
She's a little too firm for my taste, but that's all right.
What are you saying? You don't like the lion meat? You like more of like venison, a little deer action, a little softer? Yeah,
a little softer.
A little more swift?
A little more swift, yeah. Well, softer, you know. You know, but you never know these things. What's that Prince song? Was that Pussy Control?
I don't know.
If she's working out her muscles, maybe she's working out the other muscle too.
That shit. That rips your dick off.
Could
That's
be.
A good point. And think about that.
It's dangerous.
They probably do. If they're exercising, they might as well work everything.
That's right.
You gotta work it all.
Kegel exercises.
Yeah, here those
got,
are
like,
good.
Weights fucking hanging the ropes.
Her boxes doing bench press. Like she's just sitting there.
I think people do that. Like I've reading about that some point maybe. You shoved them.
I'm not gonna say anything. We're just gonna move right along before okay. I say something bad.
Look it up.
All right, so there's a rumor floating out right now.
Oh.
There's like we have Chael Sonnen and Jon Jones are gonna be coaches on the next season of The Ultimate Fighter. And they're allegedly supposed to fight in April, I believe, of 2013. And Chael Sonnen has brought Dan Henderson in, and he's going to be one of the coaches with Sonnen. The rumor is that Sonnen will get injured during the show at some point, and Dan Henderson is going to step in to fight Jon Jones. And then everything will be square in their camps again. Do you think this is true? Or false.
They're planning this ahead of time?
I'm just saying, this is a rumor that's been
this
floating
is like
around.
Nancy Kerrigan has a coming up. Fuck your knee! You know?
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe. Why, are they feuding?
Well, Henderson was all pissed off at Sonnen for getting that title shot because he didn't think he was in the same league or whatever.
Sure.
It was just a popularity
Does
contest.
Does Dan get angry? I don't know. I think he just knocks bitches out. I don't think he gets mad. He always seems so laid back, you know?
True.
Hard to read him sometimes.
Well, he's got a cement head. He can't be knocked out. You can't reason with the man.
So, is he mad? I don't know. I mean, I guess the rumor, this is a rumor. Everyone
Don't
has
worry,
it.
I got that.
He's got that.
I got that.
Burping over
I can't
beers.
Quite see right
Spilling
yet.
Beers.
It's all good.
Sure. I mean, why not? It's...
Well, this is the way to, you save the tough season by having Sonnen as a coach, and then you save the legitimacy of the UFC by having Henderson fight, and you save the relationship between Henderson and Sonnen by having this all unfold.
Okay.
So it's three saves in one ice cream sundae.
I could see how that's possible, but I really don't think everyone involved is that bright. To make up all
I don't
these
know.
Scenarios.
I don't
to
know
make
because
this shit come
it sure
together.
Seemed like so Sonnen well. Knew Henderson was injured before the rest of the world
yeah.
knew.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, you scratch my back, I scratch your ball sack.
I guess. Sure. I like it.
All right, so I'm going on record saying that's what's going to happen. We're not going to have Sonnen versus.
I think Ronda Rousey is going to fight Jon Jones.
See, now that's just ridiculous. Now you've just ruined the legitimacy
sorry.
Of this show.
I'm sorry.
And probably the next four. I don't think we're going to be legitimate until MMA Nuts episode 131.
Okay, very good.
He's just cursed
I can
us
certainly
for
buy that.
More.
I think that would work out. And it makes sense to have both guys. Maybe they should start doing that more often. Bring in like an alternate coach in case of emergency.
Third man in. Tag team. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie? As I was
tag team
back through my notes of something. Oh, no, it was Double Team.
Double Team.
Double Team.
Double Take? Double Take?
It might have been Double Take, but I had Double Team.
What's
in
the
my
one
mind.
Where he's like a cop and they have like Time Cop? Is that the one?
It could be. That's a video game too, isn't it?
Time Cop?
It sounds like a video
like
game.
Crazy time travel. He plays like the lover boy man saving the woman and then all these crazy people come. Fucking Jean-Claude. Still out there at 60.
He's fucking making it happen. Didn't you say he was all like coked up and like out doing whatever he was doing, banging hookers or something? Coming
yeah, I was
out
reading
an
interview
late.
Somewhere with it was either Stallone or Schwarzenegger or one of those guys, and was they were like, dude, yeah, it's like we're all these older guys or whatever, and then in comes Jean Claude like at 10 a.m. like he hasn't slept, he's fucking whacked out of his mind and to do
yeah.
his scenes and stuff. And I mean, the guy's still living up the life. Good for him. I think he had heart surgery or something or at some point. Or
that's okay. what younger. Is he, well, he said he's 60 now or something.
He's 50 something. It's up there.
Damn.
It's up there.
That's crazy.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Live it up.
Fuck yeah, you go down in a blaze of glory. It's better to burn out than to fade away. Didn't Def Leppard say that?
Nirvana. What? I think Kurt Cobain said that.
Everybody says it. Maybe that's the rock and roll cliche.
Yes.
So speaking of...
rock and roll?
Yeah.
Oh!
Let's get right into this.
All
right,
let's do it.
So UFC on Fuel 6, Rich Franklin versus Conley. I have scores. It will update us. Ingo, you're hurting right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat this.
Like 1 in 10 or something?
I went 8 and 1 for this event. Ingo went 4 and 5. And the Magic 8 Ball went 7 and 2.
Yeah.
So
I should stop making my picks when I'm drunk.
So overall, I'm 149 and 95. You're 128 and 116. The Magic 8 Ball has now passed you. It is 131 and 113.
Oh, fuck that thing.
Come on, man. The season's not over. You're only down 3.
Okay, there's only a few events left here.
We're
running out of time.
We've got quite a few. Right. I may sabotage the 8 ball.
It's all good. If it beats me, it beats me.
You don't have to be afraid. Just make your picks. A lot of people, you got that one wrong. Ha ha ha. It's better to make a pick than not.
If you're so fucking bright, put money on it, okay?
That's right.
That's what I say. If you know so well. Talk to me before the fight, not after.
Yeah. But Sunday morning quarterbacks or Saturday afternoon. Depends, because this one was quite early.
Yeah, it's total bullshit. I got up in the morning and I was like trying to start checking some emails and stuff. And I'm like, why are all these? Oh, yeah. There's all these comments. Yeah. And they're like, you fuckers, you're wrong. I'm like, well, I guess Franklin didn't do so well.
Not so much. So let's talk some bonus action.
Okay.
So fight of the night, we had Tekken Origami and Mac Danzig.
Yep.
Oh, this beer is going fast. Watch out. KO of the night, we had Kung Lee. And sub of the night, Thiago Silva. Yeah. These guys got a little jiff. They only got 40 grand on
well,
this card.
I think the gate was quite small, wasn't it?
It was probably like 1.3, I think. Millions?
Yep. Tiny, tiny. For UFC, usually do like 5, 6 million at the gate, don't they?
Yeah. And the one weird fight that I saw, I got to throw a shout out to Bruce Leroy for probably being the first man to land a double punch.
Nice. I didn't see that.
He hit the guy in the head, and then he hit him in the sternum, or if not, the fucking xiphoid process right there.
He won via decision, right?
He sure did.
Alex Caceres.
It was the first time I've seen someone land the double punch.
Did he come out in full getup? Like
Bruce Leroy? I don't remember seeing full getup. Mm. I just remember seeing his hat didn't fit on his head so well. He had a lot of hair.
He's got a lot of hair up there.
It was all good. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Gomi and Danzig.
Yes.
What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I, you know what? I can see how you could score it either way, but I kind of thought Danzig did enough in that fight to win. Maybe he should have eaten some more meat. I don't know. Gomi.
Maybe he should have took some big black cock in the ass. I don't know.
I'm just saying he's like quite vegan, and maybe next time you should eat some red meat, sir, because I felt like the takedowns and all the stuff, and you had mentioned before, I mean, he had Gomi kind of locked up a couple times.
Yeah, I think close to the end of, I think both of the rounds, or at least two of the rounds, where it was, the bell seemed like it was saving Gomi.
Yeah. He should have won, I think. But it's hard to give the decision to the American in foreign lands, you know. It's just kind of, it is what it is, it's too bad. But I certainly wouldn't say Gomi's, like, back. I mean,
I'd say the one thing for Gomi is his cardio was actually there, because it didn't seem like of late he could go past round one, so he was able to carry cardio for 3 rounds.
Is that yawn?
Maybe. The legendary lawn. There's a lawnmower.
Means it's nearing 10 p.m.
Yeah. So.
Is it a jet lag? Is that the problem?
Could be.
Because he has to travel all the time.
Maybe a lot of these fighters had issue moving over and fighting at, I don't know what time it was there. If it's fucking early here, was they fighting at
like
midnight?
Normal time. No, like normal time. It's like a 13-hour time difference, I think. So if they start at 6 a.m., it's like 7 p.m. It's normal pay-per-view time, you know, that normally would start here, 5, 6 o'clock.
Maybe they all weren't fully acclimated, because some of them looked like they were sleepwalking, Rich Franklin. But we'll talk about him in a few minutes. Sometimes I like to just talk to the jersey over there.
All right.
I'll pretend like the jersey's a person instead of the camera. It's all good. So, let's just move to the next fight. Because I don't even have good next matchups for these guys. Because if anybody, Gomi, you can fight Volkman. Danzig, you can fight fucking Diego Sanchez or Paul Sass. One of the two. It's all good. Stun Gun versus Paulo Thiago. Is Stun Gun the new John Fitch?
I don't know. I think after his last loss, he was trying his damnedest to win. So, but Thiago didn't do shit, did he?
How many strikes did he throw?
In like, I think one round, did he even not throw a single strike in one round?
He couldn't do anything. Fucking Stun Gun just manhandled him and just held him down. And
but that's always been his top game. Has always been like his style, takedowns and things. And I don't know. He just seemed like, you know, he just wanted to get the win. It's all right sometimes after you get beat like he did against Maya. You know, with that freak, kind of anaconda busted up.
Don't
my rib.
Want none unless you got buns, hun.
You just said Benzo sit ups, but please don't lose that butt.
Yeah.
As YouTube flags us now for copyright content.
Yep. This whole video is going to get deleted again.
Yes.
You can't be singing. You can't sing copyrighted fucking shit.
It's all good. That little robot is smart, the algorithm. But, you know, I don't know. It's Dong Young. He wants Damien rematch is what he wants.
That's so retarded. You had your shot and you lost. The train has come and gone. Done and done.
Miles
so
on a
sorry.
Two-fight win streak in your weight class. He's not fighting you again.
Titty's little brown kitty.
Yeah.
So next for him?
Dong Young? I don't know.
Whoever.
I'll take the Maya matchup, but I mean, I think that the result wouldn't be any different.
Well, I think Maya's just passed him, way past him now at 170. I think he's back to the beast on the ground, and I don't think he's going to get beat for a while unless he runs into a really good striker, but he's been able to close distance and get you down and submit you pretty fast of late, so I don't think he's going to get anything. All right, let's just move on. Thiago Silva, Stanislav.
Nedkidov? What's Nedov?
Nedkov.
Nedkov, that's it.
It was Nedkov trying to do his Randy Couture impersonation.
There was a lot of grinding in these
I didn't like it. For a guy who likes to strike, he was sure Weird. Was grinding a lot.
Well, Silva was so much bigger than him, I think maybe he was worried about his power.
And Nedkov came in a little light to this fight. Yeah. He weighed in, I think, 203.
Maybe he has a case of the Montezuma from, like, overseas cuisine.
Something.
I don't know. But it was quite weird. I don't know, it was a back-and-forth fight, you know, a little bit, a little grinding action. Silva got knocked down, was it the second round?
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, at the end of the second round, and then he just held on for dear life, and looked like Nedkov just fucking
blew
his load. Vanderlei Silva, Rich Franklin
like
style. Hell
I mean,
yeah.
You gotta like it.
You gotta go for broke, and then that third round, he had nothing left. Silva imposes his will, gets him down, fucking arm triangles him.
Jumps off.
Yeah.
He did it the correct way, I think.
Hips down. Yeah. Is that what you're crying about?
Hips down, man.
That's
fine. I mean, you can do it a lot of ways, but hips down is better. I think it keeps you from potentially getting swept, and then at the same time, it puts the most amount of pressure on the arm. So I learned a couple new ways to do it, too. Like, there was a new way Caprita was teaching, like, where you get the choke in, and then you actually like almost like you're going to... Rene could choke somebody, and you take this arm and you push the elbow, and you put your head on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's even worse. Yeah. So if you can get it,
nice.
So you're like putting pressure on the elbow because the defense is to try to get the elbow, you know, into the guy. So if you're like pushing it over, you're fucked.
It's what, like, what if you just fish hookle?
You could do that. You could do that too.
It's not legal, but you should try it.
Yeah,
I hear biting works. Or not.
Right, no.
It didn't work in that one.
Not in The Ultimate Fighter.
Not so much.
I want that show to end. I can't stop watching it because I just want to see what's going to happen. But this has been the worst season of Ultimate. This trumps the Brock Lesnar, Junior Dos Santos, like, boring season. This is, like, way worse on a level I can't even describe. It's fuck.
Blasphemy, Ingo! You're speaking blasphemy right now!
Horrible. Horrible.
The UFC is the best product ever. Whatever they put out is awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
They have nothing to show other than this stupid idiot with the fucking mohawk getting ridiculous every week.
Just let me bang, bro!
Pissed off every
week. Let me bang!
He's getting old already. Someone should just knock his fucking ass out. That's what they should do.
They need a fucking guy with a trank gun. Like, what movie
better.
Was that?
Yeah.
Like, you know what the movie. Come on, who's the guy with the trank gun?
Trank gun?
Old school. Yeah, old school, Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
You need that guy. He's like, dude.
Blue?
He's like, oh. Like, you got a fucking dart in your neck, man.
Actually, that's a great idea.
But you need someone like that just fucking hovering when someone gets out of life. Poof!
One of the fucking trank that crew, bitch. Be like, put this guy's getting crazy. Fuck that. Boom, yeah, right in the ass.
And then you take a bottle of Tabasco sauce, you open it up, and you stick it in his fucking asshole. So he wakes up, he's like,
no,
bad stuff.
That's ridiculous.
That's fast rootin' stuff, bitch.
I can't
take
stand it. I just want it to be over. It's over soon.
Well, it's hijinks. We don't need it. And it just, like, showcases people that have mental and / emotional problems, and we don't need to... This is not a good way, and I think you said it. It's not a good way to sell the UFC to the general public that's never seen the fucking UFC before. Because now you're going to think all the fighters in the UFC have fucking alcohol problems and mental problems. So
it sets a false expectation, too. I think the new fan comes in and they don't see a stand-up like slugfest. They get pissed off because they don't understand.
Right.
It's not about that. Sure, it's nice when two guys who strike well go at it, balls out, you know, just whatever. It's fun to watch. But it's also fun to see some technical stuff, to see guys moving well and kind of going for things and hitting the ground and whatever. The new fan comes in there from the Ultimate Fighter, they're expecting, like, just rock'em sock'em robots. And if they don't get that, they're like, fuck this shit. I don't like this card. It's bullshit. So I can't wait till it's over. I'm excited for the next one. The next one is the Sun and Silver one, right? There's not, like, one in between.
But I'll tell you, the UK versus Australia, that has been one of the best ones I've seen in a while.
Yes. I heard George Sotiropoulos is quite the bitch on that show.
He's being kind of a dick, is what it seems like. But I only saw. I'm sure that's editing because
three episodes.
You always want to have like a good guy, a bad guy, and you're gonna edit that shit however you want.
Okay.
So he was a good guy. He's a little dude.
Sotiropoulos.
Remember? You always see these guys on TV and they look huge. And then you meet him in person. He's this little dude.
Wow, I'm like 50 pounds heavier than you.
I forget. You look huge on TV. Like you look like you're at least 220.
Yeah.
And even, who is it? Fucking Chuck Congo. I mean, he looks goddamn massive on TV, but in person,
it's like your size.
Yeah, you're not that big. I mean,
he's a little bit more ripped. But
yeah, he's shredded wheat, and I think like, that probably looks the thing. But I expected his shoulder span to be, like, so much wider, and I'm like, not so much. He still kicked my ass, but not, like, huge like he looks on
you
TV.
You can take him down. Put him on his back. That's the strategy.
Yeah, that's my shot. I'll just tie him up.
Put him down.
But I'll hold him and you choke him.
Okay.
I still think we'll jump both lose. I think the both of us against Chuck Congo. I think we still both
shake
lose.
Me off. I don't think I could choke that guy out. Maybe. I
don't know. We might have a sporting chance. Maybe that's the gauntlet we need to lay down. We're going to throw down a 2-versus-1 match.
Okay.
But see, the way Ingo and I attack, we both attack you opposite sides, same
gi?
Time.
I'll wear my gi.
You wear whatever you want. Okay. I'm wearing headgear like a son of a bitch. I'll protect my nose.
And a fucking helmet.
football helmet?
Yes.
Nice. No, you should wear an astronaut helmet.
Okay, even better.
I don't know if that'll help, but...
It could.
What the hell? Why not? Maybe. Are we allowing weapons or no weapons?
Only for us.
Baseball bats.
That's right.
No guns, no knives, only blunt objects.
Yeah.
It's all good. All right. So would you like to, I don't know what the next slide is. We should probably throw some sponsors.
Sponsors! We have GoDaddy.com.
Oh, nice. So the first time.
Yeah, where you can get your $4.95 and man up,
bitch. Yes. Up to 3 domain names. Don't be a bitch. Get 3.
Yeah. GoDaddy.com has been kind enough to give us a deal of the century. $5 for fucking domain names. Ridiculous. You can't buy them.
$4.95.
Sorry. $4.95.
Don't rip them off by a nickel.
I'm sorry.
I almost said something really bad right there.
I know where you're going.
Exactly.
Not during the sponsor show. Okay. Go. I just had a bunch of domains renewed recently. And
what?
I think the regular rate's like $15 or something.
Oh, it's no bullshit. Yeah. It's at least $23.95.
You're saving like, you know, $10 a domain at least.
If not a hand job.
If not more. So go there, and if you have an idea, I don't know, you want to do something, you want to open up the next MMA website or the next, like, crocheting website, or your wife's got an idea of, like, you know, helping people.
I got some ideas, but I can't say them.
Open the domain, you know, whatever.
I don't say it, sorry.
Also, we are sponsored by Defense Soap, where offense wins matches, but defense keeps you on the mat. And I'm not opening or
don't
touching
open
this
it
bar of soap because it's been in dirty places.
It's been in my mouth a handful of times. It's been a nasty orange juice-laden beer with pulp That was not ordered or asked for.
But let me say this.
What?
I use a bunch of their products. Guy from Defense Soap was kind enough to send a few things. The one thing that really helps me a lot, I know that some of you guys out there do martial arts and you grapple. Oop, as I drop the soap.
It's all right.
Here, you want it?
Yeah, I'll see, look at him, lure me in. He just drops it on his crotch so they can hand it over to me. Oh, I just dropped it too. It landed right on my crotch.
I like the bar of soap. It's my favorite thing because after grappling, you just, you know, you want to get that nasty shit off you. But the one thing that's really works for me more than anything, are we okay over there?
No, I don't even have a light on.
Oh, you don't?
Is that bad?
It's probably bad. That's okay.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, the microphone isn't working.
My mic is dead.
It's dead? It's not working at all?
Hello? Hello? Talk and go.
Hello, hello?
Hey, I'm only coming through on your channel. We got a problem.
That's all right.
You want to keep talking while I keep talking. Fix the battery here?
I'll change the battery.
Ah, this is really bad.
It's not good. But that's all right. We do have audio on multiple sources.
It would help if I turn the power on.
It's on now. It's all good. Don't worry.
We got camera audio for
you can kind of mix it all together.
Yeah, it's all good. That's going
to
be awesome.
Not to worry. So as I was saying, I use their healing salve. That's probably my favorite thing.
Okay.
So like in grappling, a lot of times, you know, even when you wear the gi, sometimes like from the mat, like you get this like rug burn on your feet or on your elbows and shit. And you get all these little cuts and crap all over your body. You just rub some of that shit on there, you know, a couple days. It's all good. Heals like that. That's
it's like magic. You're like salve. Wolverine.
That's right. So check out their website. And don't forget, 15% off by using code MMANUTS.
Awesome.
Yes. And who's left? I forgot.
Q5.
Q5. Go to Q5combat.com and get yourself 10% off all supplements using code MMANUTS as well. And last but not least.
Awesome.
Sponsored by Batteries.
Batteries.com. If you got them, we need them. Bars Beer.
That sucks.
Best gluten-free beer in the world. You can go to barsbeer.com. You can find a retailer or a location near you. I'm fucking pissed off right now.
I can't believe you didn't turn your microphone on.
I looked at the fucking thing and it was moving. I didn't know it was your microphone picking up my audio.
I think your audio was getting picked up quite a bit. So you're just talking quite loud. So it's all good.
Yeah, I'm sure that worry. I'm sure it'll be totally balanced, Dingo, if I just use your audio.
Not to worry.
Don't worry. Halfway through this show, it'll be fucking tits on.
More than halfway.
Tits on.
The mic on the camera will pick up lots of stuff as well, so you'll be good.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll just blend it all. I'm like an audio wizard over here.
A couple shows ago, we had to use the mic from the camera, remember?
Yes, and guess what? We're going to have to use a little bit of both.
It's all good.
Too many cooks in the kitchen? Not good. It's really hot in here.
This is why we need a production staff.
Or this is why we need a checklist. Is your microphone light on? Yes. Is your microphone light on? Yes.
My light is on.
My fault.
We'll leave the light on for you.
No worries. No worries. It all
I
works out.
I forgot to check.
End.
It's all good.
All right. Ridge Franklin versus Kung Lee. What the fuck happened?
I don't know. I think somebody wanted to play a leg kick war. What do you call it?
Let's have a leg kick war, and I'll throw it with my hands at my waist. Like I was rocked, and I'm fucking throwing on muscle memory, kind of like Brendan Schaub with his air guard. You need a Frankenstein noise there.
Yeah, well, you know, Kenny Florian said, I think during the broadcast, that he thought, that's a good strategy against a kicking opponent to kick first. And I don't...
That's fine if you keep your fucking hands up.
Well,
kicking with your hands at your waist, and then he like pawed and was going to throw a right hook from his waist, but Kung fucking was going to check the kick that Franklin threw, but he planted and took it, the high guard, and then just fucking...
He lunged in.
The right hook.
That was like full force, lunging
shit,
hook.
Shit, man. That may have been a KO of the year. It's up there. That's a contender, man.
Yeah. It's too bad. I mean, I don't know. A lot of guys throw that leg kick like that. That jab leg kick. A lot of guys throw it that way with their hands down.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Bad news. Nothing good is going to come from that.
Maybe Kung had some video on Franklin. I'd be curious.
I
haven't gone back.
Quick.
I wonder if that's something he's done his whole career, and they saw something there, and they were like looking to capitalize. I don't know.
He was waiting. Just yeah. waiting.
He said he got lucky, but, you know, I think he's just being respectful.
That's a four-year-old former champion talking.
Yeah. Who? Kung Lee?
Yeah.
Oh. He was a former champ?
Strikeforce, no?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I keep forgetting about Strikeforce.
They come and go so fast, Dingo. So fast.
They do.
So...
Well,
next for Lee, there's a lot of calls.
Anderson Silva!
Yeah, he should go straight for a title shot. No bullshit. There's a lot of calls for him to fight Brian Stann.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You're going to get a stand-up war, but I don't have a good matchup for him. I want a seniors division, but at middleweight, I have a hard time finding someone that's not fighting right now that would be in the mix for a little Kung Lee action.
Yeah, it's a tough.
And, I mean, it's really, I think it's Kung's choice now.
What about the winner of?
He can kind of dictate who he wants to fight.
The winner. Hold on 1 minute, sir. Kung Lee.
He said he wants to go on vacation.
He does.
Of course.
He said that.
He wants to eat pizzas and go on vacation.
He says that every time.
That's fine. We should.
Frank Shamrock? Ken Shamrock?
A Shamrock? He already beat the hell out of
some kind of Shamrock.
It's all good.
No, I don't know. I can't find it.
Well, while you're looking for that, I will say Franklin. I want to see Franklin fight Shogun.
Really? At 205?
Yeah, at 205. Okay. I think Franklin needs to stay at 205 at this point in his career. Fuck 185. Unless he's going to be catchweight, because that's his nickname, right?
192?
Yeah. I think he should just stay at 205. 205 out. And he's due for a win his next fight.
He is.
And I know Shogun's fighting Gustafsson, but I'm guessing Shogun's going to lose that fight. So you have loser versus loser. I could be off on that one, but I think I'm all right.
Okay. Sure. Or he could fight somebody at 185. Don't think so?
Unless you have a really good matchup. I'm all ears.
Well, what about... Isn't there a slew of Strikeforce guys that need opponents?
These guys are going to come in.
Wouldn't it make sense to pit him against one of those guys coming in at 185 to maybe, like, give them a chance to build a name on a new
passing of the guard, yeah. A la how we talked about Ken Shamrock fighting Rich Franklin.
Maybe.
And possibly taking a dive. I'm not saying he took a dive, but it was sure curious the way he went down. He was, like, running forward and then kind of did, like, a wrestling fall.
And then he took a dive?
I don't know. He didn't go that way, but he went back. Like, he'd just been clotheslined.
Okay.
Senseless.
I don't know. Just saying. I mean, there's got to be one guy. There's a couple of 185ers. Paul Daly. No.
Turn down that fight?
No.
We don't want that.
Tim Kennedy?
We're going to turn down that fight also.
Okay. Okay. That says no.
I'll tell you one. Keith Jardine.
He's no longer with Strikeforce, I don't think, is he?
Well, he should be in the Zuffa family still. Because he had a draw against Gegard Mousasi. And speaking of Gegard, where the fuck is that guy?
I don't know.
He's a fight. He's
working on his ground game.
Somewhere in parts unknown.
Okay.
All right. You ready for some viewer mail?
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost ready to piss. I'm probably going to piss my pants, so we're going to go back. So Zachary Geyser is a long time viewer, first time poster. He says one of his groomsmen, Nick Hartzman, who he sent you a bunch of beers from Indiana.
Yes, Nick did. Nick, we need to talk some more because I ran out of beers a while ago and I think we need to do something.
You need a beer exchange.
Yes.
So this is a competitive shout out, by the way. The question is, how much do ring girls get paid? Do they get bonus cuts as the pay-per-view draws, or is it based on Twitter followers, etc.? I'll tell you what they get paid.
Free blowjob.
Well, I was going to say, I don't believe they get paid, but I think it's as many fighter loads to the face as their little ring card girl hearts desire.
Okay.
That's what I think.
It's always guaranteed. Pretty we shouldn't much. Belittle the female this way. How much do they make?
I think it's probably good money. I think they're probably salaried like a son of a bitch because they have a lock on the market unless they're fighting in China and or overseas where neither of those girls were there.
I'd say it's a few thousand per event, probably.
You don't think they're just straight up salaried for the year, or they're doing it per event?
Hard question to answer. I'm not sure.
I'm going to say Salarade.
Okay.
Take that. I couldn't find out. We'll look on it. Connor Hills asks, Thanksgiving is almost here, so what is your favorite pie?
Humble pie. No, I don't know. Me? Pie?
Oh, sure.
I fucking love apple pie. Sorry. My wife makes this homemade apple pie. You can't have this. You'll die. It is labor intensive. She spends like an entire day like cutting up the apples and seasoning everything and just fucking, it is delicious. I love it. When she makes it,
yeah,
my diet goes out the window. That pie survives about 3 or 4 days. And it's even better once it's been in the fridge a while. And like at the bottom of the pie thing, there's like some juice that just sits and you take that juice and ladle it over. You put that fucker in the microwave, little ice cream on top, a little vanilla, a little caramel.
Talking about food.
Delicious. Oh, what about you?
I'd say probably an apple. Oh, apple pie.
See,
I hear cherry pie is good, but I've never had
cherry pie.
Yeah, I never had it.
But how can you eat apple pie?
They can make gluten-free versions. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's all good.
Nice.
Brandon Weinstein asks. Here you go.
Oh,
you
no fucking
asshole.
Here we go.
Fuck you. Pussy, titties, ass, or butthole?
Okay.
I'm gonna lose it already. Which is your favorite? Choose one. Which could you do without? Choose one. Well, I'll just tell you, I think we should just get rid of pussy in general, because pussy has mind control over men, and if you get rid of pussy on women, they're gonna have to fucking take it in the ass. They're gonna have to take it for the team.
Okay.
They all want to take it. They don't know it yet, but they all want to take it.
Asshole or what?
Butthole. It was three pussy, choices? Titties, ass, or butthole.
Wait,
you could probably combine those two.
Okay. Which one is my favorite? All of the above. I don't know. I can't fucking pick. Are you kidding me?
Oh, good.
It's a ridiculous question.
We're
sir.
Moving right
Which
along.
Which one could I do without? None. How about? Okay. Zero.
I want them to actually piss out their asshole and shit out their asshole.
They should
so
make
no
a pussy, titty, asshole, butthole pie, okay? Fucking eat that thing up.
That'd probably be my favorite then.
It could be.
Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
It Hook it up.
Sweet potato. Pumpkin pie.
Never had sweet potato pie. You know what's delicious is custard pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I have a problem with. Desserts that are vegetables. I think it's fucking bullshit.
Like what?
Carrot cake.
Kumquat.
No, carrot cake.
Carrot cake is awesome.
That's fucking retarded.
Oh, I love carrot cake.
No, bullshit. Pumpkin pie.
Is pumpkin a vegetable?
Yes.
Is it a fruit?
Oh, you want to say it's a fruit? Okay, you fucking
Doesn't
weirdo.
Doesn't it have seeds? I don't know.
Is it sweet? Can you just pick up a pumpkin and take a bite? Is it sweet? No. It's a vegetable. I don't give a fuck about seeds or nothing.
Tomatoes?
What about tomato pie?
I've never had tomato pie.
Me neither, because it probably doesn't work so well. Potato pie.
Potato pie.
It's just like asparagus pie. I had asparagus.
Ah, rhubarb. You know what I haven't had in a while is rhubarb pie, and I fucking used to eat the shit out of that.
I think Batman said it best. Never rub another man's rhubarb.
Okay, that's true.
But, all right, moving right along.
Wow.
I got pissed. We're going to go rapid fire now.
Question.
Austin Grokot asks, I was at UFC 152, was wondering, what UFC events have you attended? I'll take it. UFC 90 in Chicago, Anderson Silva versus Patrick Cote. UFC 123, Lyoto Machida versus Rampage Jackson, Detroit, Michigan.
Also, where BJ Penn knocked out.
Matt Hughes?
That's it.
And ran like, out of the cage.
Like,
and ran right back into the cage.
My favorite moment.
And we also, Azufa family, we saw Strikeforce, Fedor versus Henderson.
That was ridiculous.
Which is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And more to come. Brian Smith asks, do you think the winner of Cerrone Pettis should get the winner of Henderson Diaz, or do you think Eddie Alvarez or Gilbert Melendez will get an immediate title shot when they come over to the UFC?
A title shot right away. You said it before.
Great.
Do it.
Do it! Hunter McClellan asks, will GSP piss his pants
yes.
if he wins? Awesome. And they bring Anderson Silva. And I think
he can win or lose. He's pissing his pants.
If Anderson Silva comes into the ring, if he,
I will say right now on the show, Anderson Silva is okay. He could kill me. I'm just saying, but he's a big fucking bitch to go in there and call out a smaller man on the eve of his return from a comeback fight. If he wants to call him out in a cage, why don't you go call out John Jones? Okay, fucking GSP.
Because that's too much risk.
It's bullshit.
And GSP is going to lose anyway. So then what's going to happen? Is he going to come in and challenge GSP? You're going to challenge a man when he's down? I already lost. That is the worst GSP impression ever.
It's pretty good. It's
all right. But even if GSP wins, GSP will not be impressed with GSP's performance. That's all I'm saying. And Anderson Silva can come in, but he's not going
to
come in.
The man doesn't speak English. Do you need a translator?
He speaks perfect English. Shit. What the hell are you talking about?
He said he doesn't speak it.
All right. Andrew M. asks, why does Ingo bring up big black cock in every video? I find it strangely exciting.
Oh, good. Me too. That's why I bring it up.
Andrew M. also asks, he says, buy Halo 4. You won't be disappointed. I'm going to, but I'm going to wait probably another month and half price.
I really want to go through Borderlands some more. It's been a lot of fun. I don't know. I may get it. I may not. I'm addicted to FIFA 13. If you play soccer, hook it up. Addicted. Ridiculous.
Ted.
Addicted. Big black cock addicted.
Wow. Nice. Yes. He also asks, what do you think the punishment should be for refs that stop fights too late? He says Munoz versus Weidman.
Big black cock in the ass.
You're damn right.
It should just be like a big
maybe a lashing with it. Right along. Robert Lilly asks, what's the best gun you got in Borderlands 2? I got that. I just got it the other day. I got this shotgun called Critical Conference Call. It's one of them orange type weapons. Nice. Hopefully I'll post a picture right now.
Okay. I don't have anything orange just yet, but I'm working on it.
I got three things. I had to farm one for about an hour and a half to 2 hours the other day.
Is there a place you can search this shit?
Yeah.
Where the good
drops
are?
It's called the internet. Okay. I don't know.
Zing!
I've heard of it. Hey, maybe piss my pants.
Burn me on that one.
I might piss my pants right now like GSP. All right. Daniel Ivanovich asks, what's your favorite comedy movie?
Ooh, go ahead.
Slapshot.
I knew you'd say that.
You know that.
Comedy movie?
I might even throw a little Billy Madison in there, but that's not like a staple. It's just, it's weird going back and watching like some of these old movies.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we were watching Wayne's World the other day, and there's some shit that is in like my go-to phrases of shit I say that come from a movie fucking so many years ago that I don't even remember where it came from, but you just say it habitually and you're like, holy fuck, like that's where that came from.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's tough. Maybe like Office Space or something like that is like kind of my
old school. That's another good one.
Yeah, I liked it, but I was never like, you know, I don't know. I was in a fraternity in college, so I guess, you know.
I wasn't. I thought they were gay.
There's, well. There you go.
But I had friends that were in fraternities, so I used to go to those parties.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's always that stuff, so I don't know.
It's all good.
I'll be, who knows.
All right, Damon Sassy asked, do you guys believe in ghosts?
No.
Okay. Daniel Ivanovich, next question. How will Bisping react to the Brazilian crowd when they boo the shit out of him, middle finger as usual? I think he's going to hock loogies on everybody. Maybe. That's the standard Bisping
on the crowd.
Darian Verton asks, what is the strongest point against John Jones going to heavyweight?
The strongest points against him?
Yeah.
Well, he's the champ. Why fuck with that?
He owned the title in 2 divisions. Fuck it. Just, I want to make 3 divisions.
Have you seen his chicken legs? He'll get destroyed in the heavyweight division.
I think he'll own everybody.
Junior Dos Santos will knock him the fuck out.
He can't reach him. 85 inch reach.
Matter. Junior will come in. He's Brazilian.
He can come in all he wants. It ain't going to stop
his
him.
Big Brazilian cock. That CBBC works that way, too.
Big Brazilian cock. You're out of control.
I'm just saying.
Bald by choice.
Yes.
All right. Jim Barrett asks, when will MMA fighters make a union like other respectable sports?
They need to, like ASAP. The problem is that right now there's one big, huge governing body called the UFC controlling everything, and nobody wants to fuck with their paycheck, so they're scared. I think if someone starts it, maybe an older type fighter crowd, like a Franklin, Chuck Liddell, you know, that kind of Wanderlei Silva, if they kind of gather that, that's the only way that'll happen.
Well, it's like station casinos and non-unionized workers. If it's not happening in the casinos at the Fertitta Zone, it's not going to fucking happen in the UFC.
Good point.
They found a way to not have it happen.
That's a good point.
Let's see. Keith Farrell asks, who gets KO'd uglier, Franklin or Krokop?
Wow. Well, I mean,
Krokop.
Probably Krokop, yeah.
Okay. Heath Farrell, second question. How long will it take for UFC women to be respected by most people, not just for their bods, tits, and ass? And he respects their fighting, but take their goddess figures as a bonus. They could have Nelson titties, and I would still watch for the fighting. Roy Nelson.
Scary. I wouldn't watch it if it was Nelson titties.
I'd watch it. I'm down. I'm down with the clown.
Okay. How long will it take? I think in general people will be respectful. I think, you know, what are you expecting? Like a fucked up line of questioning from reporters and stuff? It's not going to happen. I think they're going to fight and it's going to be it and it's just going to go on.
Yes. Moving right along.
Didn't make any sense. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
I got to piss, so I'm going faster.
I say
no, you could have said anything. You could have said Matt likes big black cocks. I was like, yes. Darian Burton asks, is John Anik annoying alongside with Ken Flo during a commentary? Should someone replace them?
I thought in the past, yes, but I thought this broadcast, they did a good job.
I'll just say I like the World Series of Fighting crew. And you don't really realize how much the commentators affect the broadcast until you get to hear some of the other crews. Because, like, Strikeforce, horrid. And, yes. Like, two of the three are bad. And you know which two are bad. You know which one is good.
What are they going to do with those guys when Strikeforce folds?
Hopefully pull them into the UFC for a third crew. The UFC will need a third crew. And I will lobby for the guy... And that guy.
Mauro Ranallo?
No.
Frank Shamrock?
No. I'll take the World Series of Fighting crew. Put them up. Who is that? Mark Harris? And Bass Rudin.
Okay. Hard to get
They're
a
pretty
guys.
Good crew. And last question, Daniel Ivanovich. MMA Nuts Challenge. Ingo versus Matt. Rock, paper, scissors. Who's wins? You ready to go, bitch? It goes 1, 2, 3, shoot. Ready?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Oh! I knew it! I knew I was going to get him. I thought about this all day.
Okay. Bullshit. I thought paper the whole time.
I knew.
Thought you'd do rock.
I knew. See, I knew you would think that way, and I went one. I didn't know if I had to go two.
Okay.
You want to go again?
No. Okay, one more time. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Shoot.
Ah! That's bullshit.
2 for 2. Let's cut it there.
Yeah, we can't have a rubber match because I lost twice.
It's all good.
Fucking hell.
It's all good.
Knowledge.
Knowledge. So I just a little bit. So I was going through the iTunes apps the other day, and you gotta respect the first one you look at. And you're looking at the reviews of it. And the first review says, worse than AIDS. Like, man, I should definitely get this then.
It's not our app, is it?
No. Okay. Ours is 16 stars, positive, positive.
We never talk about it. We do have an app on the iTunes store, though. And
is it still there?
It's still there.
Cha-ching!
Download
raking in the dollars, yeah. One by one.
We never talk about it.
It's about a
50%. I have some knowledge.
Split. Go ahead.
We have rabbit problems in our yard. And my wife went ahead and bought some rabbit repellent, which is apparently like coyote piss or some ridiculous thing.
So you just borrow my dog, she'll kill him.
Well, no, maybe.
Anyways, go on.
So it's like coyote piss or some bullshit, right? So she sprayed this in the yard, and I'm thinking, something smells weird out here, right? So I go to on the in the garage, and I'm like, man, something smells really fucked up in here, and it's actually urine. Like from a coyote or some wolf or some whatever. I had to throw the shit out. I put this stuff in my garbage can yesterday. And this morning when I got up and went to go in my garage, imagine like you took a piss in a cup, you put it in the microwave, right? Uh-huh. For like an hour. and then you left it sit outside for like a week. And then someone took a shit in it. Okay. And then they put some cheese in with it for about a week, another week.
Well, you forgot it was an asparagus piss.
Yes, asparagus piss. And then they ask you to cover your head while they put it in a pot of boiling water and fumigate as you breathe in deeply. It's horrible. It's the most horrible, horrid smell in the whole world. I mean, I don't know if it helps with the rabbits, but fucking hell. Whoever thought of that?
It's a fucking asshole. It's probably the same guy.
And how do they collect this shit? How do you collect coyote urine or whatever, the fox urine?
It's maybe like, you ever see them, how they milk like a snake to get the venom?
Yeah.
Like they take his head and
jerk this thing off.
Takes his cock and put it in there. Piss, motherfucker!
They just inject water
all day, and yeah, they beer pong him like with the water.
I'm wondering how do they collect it?
Or what is that? That foie gras? It's like the foie gras, the duck. How they put that shoot down his throat and they jam all the food.
I've seen that. It's not inhumane. I've seen how they do it. Inhumane, no.
Well, maybe they should put it up the ass. That's how I would do it.
So I wonder if it's artificial. I didn't bother to look at the thing, but it smelled horrid. I don't know.
It's all good. Let's cut it down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. This guy's got a piss.
Half of the show will be good. Half of the show will be bad.
It's all good. My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith.
See you guys next time.
Thanks for playing.